is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Broadcasting live twice daily, 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. By the way, Ed Marvini's been helping me with the website. He's been doing a great job. He's built a great, great website. And last night he spent a couple hours with me on the phone. He's from Florida. He's one of our class. And soon he is going to be on the air with me. And we're going to be talking about websites and how they are constructed and how you can maintain them. But there's a link to all of our instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. So if you need to contact one of your instructors, the information is right there on the website. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. As you may know, I've studied business formally for 6 years at the university level. At no time during those 6 years was a precious metals expert brought into any of our classes to teach us how metals are extracted from the ground, nor the process of turning ore into a finished product. But we do know that gold has probably been mined for over 7,000 years, and since I'm an advocate of holding precious metals and buying precious metals, I thought we should hold a class on the mining process, how it works from the beginning to the finished product, from an expert, from someone who knows. Our newest instructor is Frank Underhill Sr., and he is the CEO of a mining company, and he brings education to us from a miner's perspective. As a point of full disclosure, I do not own any stock, nor do I have any ownership in any mine. The purpose of this broadcast is to bring information about mining from a miner. Frank Underhill Sr. is teaching this class with me this morning, and he is Frank Underhill Jr.'s father. And he is the CEO of a mining company, and I'd like to welcome Frank Underhill Sr. Welcome, Frank.
Great to be here, Vincent. Thank you very much for having me. It's nice to get up in the morning, too, and be enthusiastic.
Why don't you tell us where you're hailing from right now?
I'm here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Mm-hmm. And I'm originally from back east, and I worked in the mines going through school, Macassa Gold Mines for one up in Kirkland Lake, and that's where I became to love the mining industry.
Well, I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that, because I wanted to get a history from you, how many years you've been involved in mines and what jobs that you've had in mining, to kind of set the level for where we're going to go, because I'd like to talk about mining from what a mine is all the way through the mining process through the finished product. And I'd like to cover that today. Do you think we could do that?
Well, we certainly, it's a huge field, but we certainly can give it a good try.
Okay, let's do that. So, Frank Underhill Sr., when did you start becoming involved in mining?
I started actually becoming involved in mining when I was 15 years old, going through school.
Okay.
Everybody wanted to be a hockey player, mm-hmm, or a lacrosse player, and I was always fascinated with the mining industry, mainly the people in the mining industry. I grew up with people like Harry Oakes. If you got a moment, I can just tell you about him.
Sure, let's do that.
Harry Oakes was an American. He was a prospector from all over the world. And he heard about the richness of Canada and the gold industry. So he came up to Toronto from New York. This is a true story. And he got on, he put his money on the counter, and he said, I want to go as far as this will take me. He got thrown off the plane up in Kirkland Lake in a small city called Swastika, Ontario. He didn't have any money, and he went to a fellow that had a bar. And he said, can you grubstake me? Well, he did. Came out and discovered the largest gold mine in the world. It was called Lakeshore Gold Mines. And from the Lakeshore Gold Mines, in a row, was your Macassa, your Lakeshore, your Wright Hargraves, your Tekore, and several others. This started the mining industry in North America. And it's stories like this of a prospector going out and looking at a rock and discovering the largest gold mine in the world. It's absolutely phenomenal. Now, and that's why I was attracted by it. And it can't be disputed.
It makes a lot of sense to me. So, Harry Oakes, I guess he was a young man when he did this?
No, he wasn't that young. He was about 50 to 55 years old.
Okay.
He went broke in South America. He went broke in Papua New Guinea. He went broke in Australia. He was asking people to grubstake him. And he got enough money to come to Canada, and then from Toronto to Kirkland Lake, and he discovered the Lakeshore gold mines. It was and it's still producing today.
Please tell us what grub staking is.
He would go to you and me and say, Frank, could you give me $100? Vince, can you give me $100?
Mm-hmm.
And he finally gets enough people together, and he gets in his canoe or goes into the bush, and he uses that money to find a mine.
Okay. And then when he does, what do we get in return for our investment?
Well, your return can be absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm.
You get a percentage of the they hope they can go public, and then you'll get founder shares in the company, and you hopefully can break even or make a fabulous amount of money.
Okay. All right.
And
so
before we go further in that, I want to tell you an example that happened about 10 years ago, just one. You've all heard about the Canadian Diamonds, a company called Diamet.
Sure.
Well, two engineers, but they were, I don't believe they were really practicing engineers, but they're engineers, had a theory that there were diamonds in Canada. And they went up to the north, and they got on their hands and knees for 4 or 5 years following the following the rivers until they came up with the right formations. And then they went to people, and they raised some money in a company called Diamet. Diamet is one of the largest Canadian mining companies today, and I think it was taken over by De Beers. And you got probably the best diamonds in the world now coming out of Canada. There's an example. The stock was trading at 15 cents. It went over $20.
And how long did it take to go from 15 cents to $20?
Well, you look at it this way. That's one big return. Probably took about 6 years before
mm-hmm.
But it was a huge discovery, and it's still going today.
That's incredible.
It really, really is. It's the most exciting business in the world to be in. And I can give you lots of more examples of this.
Frank Underhill Sr., so you started at 15, and then what was next after that?
Well, I went back to the mines every year to work,
mm-hmm.
and I was working all labor jobs, naturally, and we didn't come from a wealthy family, so I had to go to work. And naturally, I wanted to be in the mining industry, so I went to work for brokerage firms that specialized in the mining business. And in Toronto at that time, there's probably 150 different brokerage firms, and the key is the mining industry. As opposed today, it's the computer fields and things like this. But it's the same thing in the United States. The whole South Northwest was mining-oriented. You had your Spokane Stock Exchange. And even today, in the Northwest of United States, Nevada, places like this, mining is the industry that people look at. It's not the computer industry.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
part of the reason, Vincent, before we go any further, is even in a bear market, rather, the mining industry can get hot. And your major discoveries seem to be happening in a bear market. For example, we had Voisey Bay. We had the Hemlo discovery, the Stikine discovery. In Wenatchee, you had a large discovery also in a bear market. So it doesn't matter if the markets are good or bad. There's still a lot of interest in the mining industry.
When you talk about the bear market, do you know why these discoveries are made during a bear market?
Yes.
Is there a correlation?
Absolutely. Because people get tired of losing their money in the banks, in the merchandising stocks and things mm-hmm. like this. And gold and mining stocks and silver stocks shows a ray of hope. Here's something you can get into at a low price, and you got a chance of capital appreciation and liquidity. Remember, okay. There's no run like a bank run and no rush like a gold rush.
I love it.
It's true.
Well, you know, I've never heard that before. You know, and all the time that I've spent in school, no one ever has said there's no run like a bank run and no rush like a gold rush.
I'm going to tell you something else that no one seems to know about, the Homestake mine in California that made the Hearst family so fabulously rich. They are putting it back into production after all these years. The state of California has permitted 5 mines to go into production, and the old Homestake is one of them.
And is that because the price of metal is...
It's gone up, and yeah. It's going to bring jobs into the area. See, okay. The mining industry doesn't bring in, like in Nevada, the casinos bring in minimum jobs where you may be able to make tips. The mining industry with Barrick... And some of these companies pay real wages because they bring in engineers, geologists, surveyors, mining lawyers, and everybody else like that, educated people. I'm not saying the casino industry does not bring in educated people, but it's not jobs where you rely on tips. These are real production jobs.
Frank Underhill Sr., What would, at a minimum level, what would be the complement of people that would be necessary to open a junior mine? Let's talk about that when we come back on the other side of this break. I'm talking with Frank Underhill Sr. He's the CEO of a mine. We'll be right back.
Think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off No. 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill Sr. is with me, and we are talking about mining. And Frank Underhill Sr. has been in the mining sector since he was 15 years old. And we've been talking about mines, and we're talking about California mines and how they're starting up again. And Frank, what is the staffing complement that would be required to get a junior mining company off the ground?
Well, the mining industry is a very clubby industry. In other words, everybody seems to know everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the same in the oil industry also. And that's another industry that I'm involved in, by the way. And to get a company involved, first of all, you got to have the right people together. And curiosity... you know, just for curiosity, I met a fellow this morning named, he's a prospector named David Jarowski. And I said, what are you doing, David? He said, I'm going up north now. I got some money. Some people gave me money, and I'm going up to take a look at some properties I'm interested in. So David will come back in about 6 or 7 months, and he will say, well, look, this is what we have found, and these properties look very interesting. And what I would do is I would get some associates that I've known for many, many years, too many years, and if the properties were any good, and my engineer would go with it and my geologist would go with it, and we would say, okay, David, let us option these properties and see what we can do. And then we would get some friends together and either go public in a public company or... have a public company take on these plays. And then we would raise a lot more money, say $1 million, $2 million, to drill them and prove them out. And we stay with our companies for years. We don't take a walk. And it's a it's a real effort. We keep our overhead low. We keep our expenses low. We take out minimum wages if we take out any wages because we want to put all our money into exploration. So it's a very tough business if you're married because your wife may want a new car and you want to drill another property. But this is how America was built, through the mining industry. And it's you're always looking for the rainbow over the hill. But again, America was built on dreamers. Isn't that correct, Vince?
Absolutely. And I heard the president give a presentation, and he said that we didn't build our companies. You know, we got help. Someone else built our companies for us. That's absolutely nonsense.
It's interesting that you said that, because let's look at the mining industry or the oil industry. Mm-hmm. It's all based on mergers.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, let's take the mining industry. One of the great discoveries was the Hemlock play in Ontario, and a promoter named Murray Pezin got the property, and he took it to a certain limit, and he was running out of money. So he went to a company called Teck Corporation, and he said, "Look, I have this property. I've spent so much money on it. Would you advance $1 million? If it turns out, then we have to spend more money." Well, they spent their million dollars. They got half the property. They raised another $97 million. And now it was the great Hemlo prospect that is still into production today. It's called the William Bell or Robert Bell Mine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how the industry is done. It's the same as in the oil industry. A small company goes in there, discovers a small oil field. It expands and expands more. And then major oil companies come in and take it over. There's no other industry in the world where you get this type of ride for your money and this type of leverage for your money.
And
go ahead.
Okay. Well, Frank, can you talk about what does a mine look like? So you've got a prospector going out there, and what is, if we were to look at a photograph of a mine, can you paint a picture for the mind's eye for our class when we come back, what this mine would typically look like? I'm Vin Finelli. Frank Underhill Sr. is with me. We're talking about mining from a miner's perspective. Frank Underhill Sr. is the CEO of a mine. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Why?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is an exciting class. How many of you out there, let me just raise your hands, how many of you have heard this in school? Not one hand went up. Frank Underhill Sr. is with me, and he's the CEO of a mine. He owns a mining company, and we're talking about what does a mine look like? So Frank Underhill Sr., if I'm looking at a picture in my mind's eye, what would a mine look like?
Well, there are several types of mines, but let's look at some of the mines that are in Nevada.
Okay.
Nevada probably is the second largest gold producer in the world, maybe the third. Very few people know that. It is well known for its heap leach type of mining. And these are huge mines. As a matter of fact, there's another mining company called Premier Gold. They're just putting a mine into production there now. And just visualize a desert. And what a mining company will do when they find that they do, after doing tremendous tests, doing a lot of drilling, a lot of sampling, more testing, submitting applications to the forestry department and everybody else, then they will start trying to develop a mine. And we'll look at a heap leach mine first. Well, what they will do is they will take it, will make small mountains as long as a football field and as wide as a football field, and they will concentrate that in pads. And then they will drop acid on the pads, and then the gold will slowly sink down to the bottom, forcing the gold down. And then they take it out, it's extracted, and then they start again. That is one type of mining that's very low cost and has been very, very successful. Now, it's funny we're talking about this, because there's a mine in Arizona that they've been trying to put in production called the Rosemont Mine, I believe the name is, for about the last 7-8 years. This is going to be one of the largest copper mines in the world. It's going to bring thousands of jobs to Arizona. And everybody is against this mine, especially environmentalists. And the reason they are stopping it is because they're worried about contamination and things like this. Well, that was years ago. Things have changed. And it will be a large copper mine. They will be putting it into production if it ever gets into production. But when the mine is finished and closed, you won't even know there is a mine there. In the meantime, it's created thousands of jobs, been a benefit to the community, and when they do leave, then it's environmentally okay. Now, that is an example of what actually is going on. But when you look at a mine, like I said, a heap leach, look at a desert, then look at a bunch of football on pads the size of the football fields. And this is what's all over Nevada, and this pays the biggest taxes to the government, even more than the casino industry. This is the industry that keeps Nevada going. Now you have the hard rock mines that you see in northern Canada. These are huge mines, and what they do is they drill underground. So all your work is underground. You don't see anything. Yes, you do have mills and things like that on the surface, but after the life of a mine, then these are taken down and it's environmentally put back together, so you don't even know there is a mine there. But that's roughly what a mine is like. But it's hard to describe, because it's saying, well, what does a certain type of building look like?
Mm-hmm. But, so, Frank Sr., are you saying that there are two basic types of mine? One would be this heap leaching type of mine process, and the other would be a hard rock mine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And there's also open pit mining, too. Open pit mining is what you see when they mine the oil sands, which they do in Canada. And that's where they get a... Now, this is harmful to the environment in the beginning. I will admit that. But what they do is they start on the surface and they start going down and down and down and going deeper and deeper. And they have these huge trucks that take out the rock or the shale and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And these trucks are very, very expensive. A wheel used to cost $30,000. Now they've gone up to about $140,000 each. So it's a very expensive way of mining, and it's a very expensive way if you're extracting oil. But this is what the Canadian oil sands is. It is actually oil mining. And I really don't follow it too much because it's really out of my league. I like a simple, small mine, because you have lower overhead costs, you have less risk, and your costs of getting in production are much, much cheaper. And with the big mining companies today, like the Agnico Eagle and some of those companies, the deeper they go with their hard rock mining, the higher their costs are. So I prefer a junior that can maybe be expanded into a senior. This is where your leverage is also.
Well, Frank Sr., let's talk about what a junior mine is, and then let's talk about what a senior mine is. And what I really wanted to do was expose this class to all of the terminology that will set the groundwork for future classes that we're going to have that will take us into more and more detail and more sophistication about mining and mining stocks, because we're talking about gold and silver, which is real money. And that's something that a lot of us have never been taught. So we don't know how gold and how silver and how precious metals and how base metals are mined and processed and come to into bars and finished products. So let's talk more about that. So a junior mine, please tell us in your words, what is a junior mine? And then we'll contrast that into what is a senior mine.
Okay. What I call a junior mine, I'll go even further. A junior mine is a mine or is a piece of property that's got some proven tonnage. You go into an area not even knowing if there's any tonnage on the property. But you've done geochem, you've done geophysics, you've done sampling, you've done a lot of mapping. And that outlines an ore body. Then you bring in a diamond drill rig. And that diamond drill rig, locations are set up by the engineer and geologist to drill into that formation that you discovered. If you hit on that formation, then you do more drilling and you outline an ore body. When that ore body is outlined, then you are able to, because you've proven up tonnage and you've proven up grade. These are the most important things you need. You need tonnage and you need grade of ore. When you have done that, and you probably cannot raise the tremendous amounts of money you need to really go into production, then you hope. And probably will happen, a major will come to you and say, Vince, Frank, we like your property. We want to buy you out. Pretty well every junior mining company is looking to be bought out down the road, sooner or later, because it's very hard to raise money internally. Premier Gold just raised another $11 million 2 weeks ago, which is not a lot of money, but in this economy it is, to put their property in Nevada into production. And I'm sure they could have had some majors come in, but, you know, major companies, try it like the banks, they try to get everything they can at a zero or no cost.
Mm-hmm.
So that is this process. You find a property based on rock formations and based on your grade, your testing, because you test the rocks all the time, and that gives you a very, very good indication. Then you go in and you drill it. And you may start at one hole, and you may drill 1,000. So you can imagine the expertise that goes into this. It's not
sure.
Of just going on the ground and drilling. Equate it to building a high rise. You need mining permits. You need permits from the forestry department. You have to get engineers. You get geologists. You got surveyors. The same thing applies to the mining industry. It's not that you just go and drill a hole in the ground and hope you're going to hit something. It's a very sophisticated approach that you have to take. And these juniors, some of them have the president know something about mining, a geologist and an engineer, and they farm everything else out. So
okay.
This is how you develop a mine.
So that's what a junior does. They develop the mine, and then the next step would be seniors. Tell us about them and what they do.
Seniors have lots of money. They are fabulously rich, most of these senior companies. you get the real Tintles from England, American, Anglo-American from England. You get your Nico Eagles here, your Goldcorp. I mean, these are fabulously wealthy companies. But they don't like to risk any money, because if they do and they lose, then the price ratio earnings goes down. Consequently, that will affect the price of the stock. And I believe I'm correct here. So they don't like to take a chance. So they're always looking for a junior mining company with some grade and tonnage that they can invest in and take it over eventually, or make a very favorable deal to them. And they don't bear the risk. The junior bears the risk. And they will take the company over. That will add to their tonnage, and that will give them additional cash flow. It is the same in the oil industry. An oil company will come in the United States, take over a smaller company, and another one, and will expand their cash flow that way.
Frank Underhill Sr. is with me. We're talking about mining. We're talking about junior mines, senior mines, and he's the CEO of a mining company. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we've got a meetup tomorrow night, Friday night, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Shealy is going to be giving his seminar on the rings. And he is our senior USAPrepares.com instructor. He's a medical doctor. He's a brain surgeon. And he's absolutely brilliant. It's all free. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter Corner, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. And with me today, we're talking... Frank Underhill's with me today, Frank Underhill Sr. And, Frank, I'd like to know, and I'm sure our class would like to know, that after we've leached the gold out of the mine or extracted the gold from a hard rock mine, then what happens?
Then the mine goes and sells it. It's sold on the open market. The mints buy it, market distributors buy it, which they sell out to retail, and they get paid for it. It's the same as when you grow a bunch of apples, you bring them off the tree, then you sell them at the market. Gold companies have the gold, and then they sell them into the market.
Okay, and you know we're looking at some substantial swings in the market. Where do you see gold going, and where do you see silver going?
You know there are certain indications that are kind of folksy and homey, but I have a I think right now that when I've seen the brokerage firms start laying off employees, and you know when that happens, you're getting close to the bottom of the market.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. They destroyed Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Finner, Smith, one of the largest brokerage firms, retail brokerage firms in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so the brokers are laying off a lot of staff now, so I think we're getting down to the bottom of the market. And I kind of follow the lows every day, and I've seen a lot of an enormous amount of new lows in the gold sector. So I think we're getting close to the bottom of the gold and silver right now. I think it could drop down to $1,450. I think it's going to have a high of about $2,000 or over. And I'm so convinced on this, and I mentioned it before, I would not hesitate to have my children become mining engineers or geologists or people like this, because the mining business is going to get bigger and bigger. The more China wants metals and more India wants more gold, and the Russians are buying gold like crazy, this is the field to be in. This is the field about America.
So, Frank,
America.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, you link the railroads and mining, and you talk about the building of America. Can you just give us a minute or so about your thoughts on that?
Be happy to. Let's look in the past. What happened? We had the great discoveries in California. Again, the Homestake Mine with the Hearst family. And we had to get people out to California to work in these mines.
Mm-hmm, right.
So what did they do? They built the railway. People followed the railway. Then they developed the mines. Then what happened after that? We had the 49ers up in Alaska. So they had the railway. Then they took the boats from San Francisco and Washington up to Alaska. We had the great gold rushes, the Klondike. This is this is real folklore. You know, it's it was the greatest boom we ever saw when the railways came out west to bring people to the mines, and then we had the as I said, we had the gold rush up in Alaska. Then we've had the Nevada strikes. This built the West. And it's the mining industry that did it, and that cannot be denied.
Mm-hmm. And so then the question is, why is gold so highly prized for over 7,000 years? Why is that, Frank?
That's because it's supply and demand. There is such a demand for gold. There's such a demand for silver. Yes, it does fluctuate a lot. But you have to find it. And
Frank Underhill, let's talk about that when you come back. Frank Underhill Sr. has been with us today in class, and he's going to return again and again. And I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Thank you so much, Frank. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.